Hello, everyone. Welcome to another really cool Mac show. Yes, another week has passed. A lot of stuff has happened this week, and we're back. It's Friday. Yay, weekend. Dave is probably not working as usual because it's Friday. So let's start
I
with the
have the day
panel.
off.
You have the day off. See, I knew it. It's like we
Because I'm
talked
about
about
because
this.
of medical reasons, I'm off.
Right. You just I mean I'm jealous, like not working on a Friday. Like that's the life. So how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I had to get some a little minor procedure done this morning, so but I was a trooper, decided to come in and make my appearance here, and glad to be here. And like I've been talking
Yay.
about to everybody, I'm moving in a week, so I got lots of packing left to do here yet. But other than that, glad to be here.
Yeah, you have to pack up your entire warehouse of things like behind you. So,
Warehouse of this room, yeah, everything, yeah.
yeah, exactly. So, a lot of moving. Speaking of a warehouse of things, no, I don't know. And you have just have a really cool shelf in the background. Ewan is back. How are you doing,
Yay!
buddy? Haven't
Yeah,
seen you in
it's
a
a
while.
Friday afternoon. I'm on my own in the house. I thought, what am I going to do? I know what I'll do. See me mates. So yeah,
Exactly.
no, that's my whiskey shelf in the back, and there's another whiskey shelf there as
Ooh,
well. So
nice.
yeah, I like my
Nice.
whiskeys
Yeah,
and some
it
gins
looks
as
really
well.
cool.
And I've been doing some micro aging, and I've got quite good at it. So I bought a barrel, a white oak barrel. That's been charred on the inside. I've got two now, and I've just been rotating stock in it, just seeing what I can do with it. But I've put mead in, and I've actually aged gin. I'm gutted that Jeff's not here, because
Oh.
I've oak aged some gin, and it's stunning.
I love some the good gin, so.
Yeah, it's. I gave it to my ex-wife to have a try of, and she went, "It's lovely," which is praise indeed. Because she's my ex-wife, normally she wouldn't say anything quite so polite.
Yeah, must be really good then.
Yeah, it is excellent. So yeah, I've done some whiskies, I've done mead in it, I wash it out with red wines and white wines, and it's become a nice little hobby. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know the rule. Like one glass of wine into the barrel and like the bottle into you, right?
I'm just thinking, actually. I've said I'm channeling me in a greenie today because I have absolutely bugger all knowledge of Apple at the moment. So I think when you guys are carrying on with the introductions, I might go and get a bottle of
This is an idea.
wine. It's Friday afternoon. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of amazing things, Chuck, how are you doing?
Thank you, I think. I'm going to take that as a compliment and not ask for any clarification.
It was a compliment.
But I'm doing good, as you had said. It's Friday, and so, that means 2 days that I get to catch up on everything that I didn't get to this week.
Yes.
So, it's some people relax on Fridays or Saturday and Sunday. I catch up.
Yeah, that's the same. Like it's just that's what those days are for, to do all the things you didn't get to the week before, the work week before. And like I don't know, now I'm missing a transition. Like someone who on Friday needs to catch up with things, Marty, like not like you got dispensation to join the show and not be at work.
Yeah, I mean, well, the last two Fridays have been you can't not go to work these days.
Yeah.
And so I have been released from that gulag of employment now on
Lucky you.
Fridays. So looking at my calendar ahead, it looks like I'll be able to join. But this is like my favorite part of the week. It's Friday. We have no real strong set agenda. That's great. And I have no appointments today
Wow.
except fun stuff.
That's
And you
cool.
might not know this on the other side of the ocean, but it is the beginning of spring training games in baseball. And
Yes.
so I get to watch, and Dave gets to watch the Cubbies this afternoon play against our arch enemies, the Chicago White Sox. And
South
does
side,
it
north
does it
side.
matter? Does it matter that it's not spring?
Well,
Exactly.
in
It
Arizona it
snowed
is.
here.
In Arizona it
No,
is.
I've been to opening
Yes.
games in Chicago where it's
Oh,
snowing and you're wearing a
yeah.
parka.
I have too.
Wrigley Field in April. It's
And it's
nothing
called
like
spring.
it. Yeah.
It's called
So I'm
spring.
looking, my whole weekend is opened up today, which is wonderful.
That is perfect. That is a really perfect weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also had a good week. I got my medical certificate, so I'm allowed to fly solo now, which is great. It took only a year and a
Oh,
ton of
wow.
money to get that, but I finally pushed through it. You know, fighting with agencies and all of that is always fun. But yeah, it's been a good week for me. It's like a
Nice.
fun week.
When are you flying over here then?
I mean, I still have to get my license, but yeah, eventually I want to do that.
Cool.
Some of the like people in our club have been to the UK. Like they've been like they it's actually a destination in our club that are like, okay, let's do like a 3 4 day trip and like fly over and fly all over the UK and then fly back. Like it's a cool trip. I've heard the language barrier for them at least was a bit of a problem, like especially going up in like to Scotland or whatever. They didn't understand a word,
It's the
but
same for English people.
exactly. Even though they're supposed to be speaking the same like English that everybody else is speaking on radios. Yeah, it's just not. Anyway, we have some interesting announcements from Apple, or well, some announcement from Apple. There is a March 4th, I think they call it a special Apple experience. So it's not a,
Experience.
it's an experience. It's not a press event, it's not a keynote, it's not a video, it's a special Apple experience.
So the
Not
bullshit has not got less in my absence then.
a Nope. Nope. I mean, if anything, it's gotten worse like than before. Yeah, so not a lot of details, of course, as usual, a lot of speculation. March 4th, 9 a.m. Eastern. It's the time, so a little bit earlier than usual, right? Usually they're doing 9, 10 a.m., 10 a.m., well, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Super
So,
early.
yeah, but it's also kind of makes sense because it's actually not happening in Cupertino. It's in New York, it's in London, and it's in Shanghai. So, yeah, it's no information whether it will be live streamed. No, nothing. Like we just know. Something is some. I mean, it's like they might even release all the products the week before. Like, well, not quite because well, like they still could, I guess. Still could do
So
it next week.
not live streaming, that would be the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, they're barely anyway doing live streams. It's live streamed pre-recorded videos these days,
And
right?
it's got to be, it's got, if they're doing it in three different locations like that, it's got to mean that there was a significance to something that's globalization or synchronization across time zones or cultures or
Or they just
surely.
want to invite the press to three locations, and there's
All
really
right, okay.
nothing happening.
You look at the time zones, Eastern time it's 9 a.m. here in the US. London is what, you're 5 hours later than
Yeah, three
us.
p.m.
Yeah,
Three p.m. Yeah.
And then Shanghai is like 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
So I think they were trying to find something that would cross all of those. And if they're doing it live and doing it in stores, that's the best time I think to do it.
Yeah, but said there's no information, nothing was published on the website or on YouTube or whatever. Like usually we get if there's a live stream, you get the YouTube video that, or the YouTube placeholder for the event that's already posted. Like none of that. So we really don't know. Like it might literally just be they dump some press releases next week and then the week after they do like a press event where they show off the products and that's it. Like, I mean, it would be kind of weird, but we don't know.
Yeah, but you know, one thing that is happening here is we're talking about it. Everybody's
That's
talking
true.
about it. Everybody's speculating on, you know, what it could be, what it couldn't be.
Yeah.
Will it include a live stream? Will it include video? And so, you know, this may be a case of please watch my left hand while the right hand is overdoing something else.
Yes.
I mean, I think we will get something, no question about that. But it's just the idea that maybe they didn't have time, maybe there weren't the resources to put into, you know, doing one of the full-blown streaming things. Maybe they didn't feel like the streaming thing would communicate what they're trying to really emphasize. I mean, there are a lot of different things, but at the very least, they got us talking once again.
Yeah. I just thought of a secondary thing or a connected thing. That is also the week of the Formula One first race that Apple will be streaming. And I mean, they're heavily advertising that already. So maybe it's connected to that. Like they could, I mean, maybe the special event is just something connected to F1, really. Like, we don't know.
Well, not just that. I
definitely they might do other things, but the special
releases.
Yeah, the special thing might just be that they're like, oh, and by the way, I don't know, here's a sneak peek for some F1 thing we're doing.
It could be.
I think the way it's being set up and with the, you know, with the splash ad that we had on it, that Wednesday is going to be a focused on educational services, low end MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you can get your grandchild when they graduate high school. And the live event will be about using Apple Creator Studio on site with the new devices.
Okay.
Everybody, particularly Dave, and please, Dave, I hope you get your wish because he wants that MacBook Pro
M5 Pro
released. And, you know, they might do it. I don't know if they do it on that same day. I think they would potentially do it as a rollout through the week.
Yeah, like they did that. So that last event, they did that.
You have your MacBooks bumps as a Monday release or whatever. You have an iPad and the iPhone E released as a, maybe the iPhone E goes with the educational MacBooks because that's what you send your kid off to college with.
Well, it's not just education, but
yeah. I mean, so, this is on a Wednesday, right? So it's not the usual Tuesday that they like to do. This is a Wednesday, so. Yeah.
And the last time this happened, I was at doctor's appointments when they were rolling stuff out, and Dave and I were like texting back and forth, and it was, oh damn, how I just spent money on this yesterday. How am I going to spend money on this the next day?
Yeah.
So I mean, what are you personally looking forward to the most? Like, is there anything you're waiting for, anything you're interested in, or you're like, I got everything I need, I'm fine? I mean, I know Dave will buy everything. It's just a given.
Not everything.
No. Really?
Yeah, I'm just buying a house here. I can't be buying everything.
So you'll buy.
What about this? What about this foldable iPhone?
Nah.
Too early for that.
That won't be at this event for sure.
No.
I know. I'm sitting looking at the stories on it and thinking, this is a catastrophic move for Apple if they do this, because I think that the demand for it and the desire for it is incredibly limited. I don't want it. I mean, I'm due a new iPhone soon, so but I don't want it. Got no interest in it whatsoever.
I know very few people that actually care about it. It's like a couple nerds like us.
I do, because I've owned foldable versions of phones before, but not an iPhone and not in the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah, but I think that's to go back to a point that Chuck made when we were at Macworld. We aren't enough of a customer base to have, even if we have got an interest, that'll make any kind of difference.
Going back minimum 12 years.
Sales. No, there's not enough bulk sales.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the callback, Ewan. You know, I think this is almost a false question, because we know what we think a flip phone, or excuse me, a foldable phone would look like, all right? But we don't know what Apple's foldable phone will look like. We've seen, five dozen mock-ups all over the web.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have seen what the competition has done with it. I kind of want to see what Apple does with it. You're right. My initial reaction is no. But that's based on what I've seen. And so if I step back and say, well, what could it be? You know, then, and then you're going to ask me, well, what could it be? I don't know. You know, Apple has so often pulled things out of the hat that I didn't know I needed until they showed it to me. And that's like, oh yeah, I need mm-hmm. that. So my mind is open. You know, my checkbook is closed, but my mind is open to seeing what they deliver and how they deliver.
The thing is as well that's a foldable phone is a follow, whereas Apple don't follow anyone.
Unless they have a different way to do it.
I want a trifold where the third panel grills bacon. That would be kind of an Apple ad that nobody else has done.
After an hour of use, it might.
how hot it gets, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not seeing it. They're not selling, you know, 30 million of those.
I'm actually not so sure. I mean, Apple's business is so big that I'm not sure, like, they won't sell 30 million of those. Because, I mean, they're selling, what is it now, hundreds of million of iPhones a year. So, like, even if it's 5 or 10% of that, might be worth it.
Yeah.
I think it's market penetration. They, you know, you and you said they're not followers, but I don't think they want to be left behind either. And they've been waiting for and have been creating the patents and the technology to make it work without a lot of the problems that other phones have had. So it'll be interesting to see, one, if it comes out, two, when it comes out, and what, and three, where it differentiates from the other phones.
Mm. I'll be around.
And that's the thing, you know, we're as bad as everybody else, you know, we have our opinions and our guesses and maybe even our desires, but at the end of the day, it's going to be whatever they can put in front of us.
Supposedly there've been hints at new products that are coming in the 26.3 code. Specifically a lower cost MacBook, that's what at least what they're saying, a studio display and a higher end studio display. I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm talking to the wrong people, but I don't know who would care about the studio display at this point. Right? I mean, you would probably be the person who would be most like, oh yes, a new studio display, amazing, I need it. And I'm not hearing you jump at it and say.
I mean, you look at the price of monitors now, I think the gulf in the price of the monitors is too big for a studio display to warrant any kind of benefit. I mean, I've got in front of me a Z Edge, no name brand, second best monitor I've ever owned. And you look at the stuff now, I've just won, I'm moving my driving seat upstairs and I bought a third monitor so I can have like a bit of a wraparound on the screens. I wonder how much it is for a new monitor. It's 250 quid for a 34-inch monitor.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going to bring out a $2,500 display, it'll be a great display. That's not the question. But the question is, do I want to spend $2,500 on a display when I can pay $250 for a display, which is not far short? No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done with the Kool-Aid now.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Kool-Aid part, but there's also the, I need a really good monitor for my, I don't know, photography business or video business or whatever. But as you're saying, there is really good monitors at a fraction of the price now. So
perfectly fine, calibratable.
Yeah.
I've got an Apple Studio monitor. I have one. I have no reason to buy a second one because I've got two other monitors that operate in my wraparound. And they do what I need them to do until they break or something goes wrong with them. There's no reason for me to consider thinking about another monitor.
You have the 27-inch?
What, Apple the studio monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, I've been buying Dell monitors for quite a while. I mean, this one I have here, what I'm looking at is a 34-inch ultra sharp. I mean, I only paid $625 US.
Yep.
And I got a great deal because I got it through work. So this monitor is amazing. I mean, and the great thing about it is it's got a built-in KVM, which I switch between work and fun, and it's just the clarity is just insane. This was well worth the investment. My eyes thank me too. So it's just a really light, nice monitor. They make great
Yeah,
monitors.
my main reading monitor is a Dell monitor that when I want to really look at documents, I pull it over. It's a 34-inch monitor, and it connects via VGA. That tells you how
Really?
old the
Oh
monitor
my
is.
gosh.
Yes, I do a VGA adapter to get it into my studio.
Wow.
Yeah, to USB-C.
What
And
resolution
there
does
are times
that
I wish the damn thing would die so I could get a new monitor, but it just won't die.
have? Get this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I Dave, I'm guessing I have the same one right in front of me. It's a really, really, really good
The
monitor.
3425HE, the
Yes.
U3425HE.
Yeah, I think. Yes, exactly.
But I have the old one too in my desk at work that they gave me as a seed unit, and it's a 3423. So this is the newest model.
And as you can see, I have all Dells behind me just because they were affordable. They are they great? I mean, yeah, I'm going to give them an A minus. You know,
Yeah, me
a
too.
five, the Apple displays are superior, but now we get down to the question of what's good enough. And I have you can't see it because of where I'm sitting, but my MacBook Pro is sitting down right in front of me. So if I really need that crisp sharpness, I just pull a window down to that and see it there. But you know, they give me real screen real estate, which is what I'm really looking for. And if the color calibration is off a little bit, it probably doesn't, in fact, it doesn't make a big difference to me because of what I'm doing on those monitors.
I mean, it does matter to me, and I invest. I mean, we got sponsored by Datacolor a while ago, and I've still got my Datacolor Spider
The spider.
calibrator, and I just throw that on the screen, and I can do both monitors with it, and they're close. They're close enough. I've got true color, so.
Yeah,
That's all you
exactly.
need.
Close enough, you, and you just said it.
Yep.
The one device I'm very excited about and I hope they update is the iPad mini, like surprisingly. 'Cause like I have
Careful
an
to say the same thing.
I have an iPad Air right now, like a what is that, 2022, I think. I think it's dying, it's crashing all the time, and I think it's a battery issue because it seems to be when there's load, it just crashes. So I'm honestly looking like I wanted to upgrade it anyway, and like I thought about it because I want to use it for my flight back. But there, I just need a smaller iPad because like I'm sitting in a teeny tiny cockpit where like I barely fit in with like my flight instructor. Having a big iPad in front of me is just way too big. So the mini is like the perfect size for that. So I'm really hoping they upgrade it. I hope also we get the OLED display because that would be like perfect for that. But yeah, I mean that's what the rumors are saying we're getting. I think we'll have to see. There is one other thing I wanted to talk about, which is a new Apple Music feature that is coming in iOS 26. It's in the betas right now. I think Mac Stories called it or likened it to The Sentence, which was a Beats Music feature that kind of died when Apple like took over. It's basically a AI driven like playlist generator, I could call it. Like you like it combines song shuffling with like contexts and so on, and it allows you to kind of combine say I'm here, I want to do this, this is how I feel, and it will generate like a playlist for you. Is anybody at all interested in that? Doesn't sound like it.
Curious,
Curious,
yes.
but
yeah.
I mean, I forgive me if I go back in time a little bit, although it's still available now. Pandora still was and is the best quote unquote music discovery service I've ever used, period. Because it doesn't just grab the obvious things. You know, it has introduced me to things that frankly, bands that I would never have thought produced anything that I would ever care about, you know, have shown up there with tracks I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So that was based on the Music Genome Project. Now, stack AI on top of that, or something like that, and I'm curious to see what it does. Mm-hmm. You know, I really feel like, because I don't know, I haven't seen anything about Pandora adopting any AI. So does this mean that, you know, we might get the best of the two worlds with mm-hmm. AI picking from my library and, you know, and also running all the analysis that it could on the song lyrics and the beats per minute and all those things that might say, oh, this is mm-hmm. good for a nice evening relaxing at home with, you know, a pizza, or this yeah. might be really great if you're going to do a workout or go, you know, engage mm-hmm. in some crazy activity. So I usually am very intentional about what I listen to. I don't mm-hmm. listen to somebody else's recommendations.
Yeah.
But here, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, because I think, I mean, I don't know, the playlist that you usually get from Apple, I mean, I know they're human curated, they're just not working for me. Well, most of them are, at least. I don't know, it's just like they never fit exactly, but I also don't really care enough about it to create my own playlist, because I mean, that's the other alternative, to just say, okay, I'll just create my own playlist and like what I like. But so, I mean, I'll give it a try and see if it's useful or not, if it works, if it surfaces the things I expect it to surface, or if it just like doesn't work at all. So,
well, if it surfaces the same old things that, you know, have been borderline played to death by bands mm-hmm. that I really like, but it's like, okay, I've heard it too many times now. It needs to take a break for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so give me something else by that band or by a similar band.
Yeah.
That's my big objection to the most of the playlist, because everybody wants you to, oh, well, I'm going to put your favorites in there to make sure that you listen to it. And it's like, mm-hmm. my favorites are fast not becoming my favorites. So you're telling them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a personal preference to some extent. Like, there's people that all they want to listen to is exactly the same songs as usual, because that's what they know and that's what they enjoy, and they don't mind it. Like, they can listen to, I don't know, Like a Virgin from Madonna for the 50 millionth time and still enjoy it. And okay, fine. If that's you, create your own playlist and never change it.
Yeah. If that's you, please never introduce yourself to me. I have two switches. One is I want to listen to pure playlists that I've created, mm-hmm. or I want to drop into some of the stuff that's on Apple, because I want to hear music that I don't know about yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to hear a particular genre. And Jeff and mm-hmm. I have had this discussion before. When I'm writing or creating or doing emails, I can't listen to any music in the background that has vocal in it, because it just interrupts my word mind, the word part of my mind. So it's all generally high ADHD tempo, instrumental. Yeah. High temp, you know, it's kind of high tempo, you know, synth music and stuff like that. Cause that keeps my workflow going.
Yeah. I think we should.
Yeah. I was looking at mm-hmm. this thing, cause I am running the developer beta. Apparently it's a part of creating a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So you start the process of creating a playlist, and then it asks you if you want to play Word Scramble. My Word Scramble would be Zappa, 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 Zappa.
Okay. I mean, let's see what it comes up with. It's probably going to be, here is Like a Virgin from Madonna. No, I don't know. Yeah. Since we have a little bit of a hard out today on the show, let's talk about our sponsor. And since I have you in here with me, Ewan, you want to talk about Aw Technologies, the amazing company that it is?
Aw Technologies, they've got a camera system which takes pictures, measures temperature, pressure, humidity, dust, noise levels, and all kinds of stuff, and then fits it on. They've got a vibration sensor called MoCo, and they've got a new light sensor called BOS, B-H-O-S, which is Greek for light. And it measures light sensor, but it's contextual. So the whole principle is that when the camera takes the picture, it takes all the data off all the sensors and maps it to the image. So that there's an inextricable link between the two, so that you can prove whether you caused the issue or didn't cause the issue. So it's really useful for local councils and environmental managers particularly would love it. Thanks to them providing the server and keeping us afloat.
Yes. And also, we should always mention award-winning technology.
Two-time award-winning, yeah.
See? It's that good. Yeah, and one of the things we do with that server that we get sponsored is we have a live stream for that. So if you head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you can watch us record this show live and talk to us, see the links as we're posting them in the chat. It's really that easy. There's no registration required. You don't need a YouTube account. You don't need to suffer through ads or anything like that. It's just there. And all you have to do is head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com Fridays at 4 p.m. UK time for this very show, or Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. If you want to talk to us or hear us talk about non-Apple technology stories, there's a lot going on that side as well. And if you are you can't join, or you're just there was this link that this cool thing that is coming up that Ewan posted and I've forgotten what it was, well, head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and then put in today's date in the calendar or select it, which is the 20th of February 2026. It's a lot of twos in that. 20th of February 2026. And yeah, if you do that, you will see everything that we talked about in the chat. And speaking of chat, Dave already put in the first cool thing. So Dave, tell us what it is.
It is Audio Engine. I love Audio Engine. Chuck and Jeff both hooked me on to the Audio Engine speakers. Absolutely loved them. Just got the subwoofer earlier this year, a little earlier for Christmas. So absolutely loving them. But this speaker here, I got this for our downstairs TV. It's a small TV. It's like a 43-inch, and it's in a room. So they're just the wife is what loves watching a TV. So I want to get a really nice speaker compared to what we have. We were using the HomePod Minis, and there it wasn't that great. And it's always going in and out. So, but this one's the B2, or they call it the A2 Plus. It's the portable wireless speaker. It does have a audio with lossless APX, and it's Bluetooth, and it's analog inputs, and it works with anything, computers, and also works with the Apple TV. So it's got a two set speaker technology. It's in one big box. It's got a nice grill that goes across it. It comes in two colors. Comes in the wood grain, which is the one I got, and also comes in white. Sound is really, really good. I was really impressed with this one because, hey, it's Audio Engine. You can't go wrong with their speakers. And it worked really well with the Apple TV. You know, connecting it to Bluetooth can be kind of tricky sometimes with the Apple TV, but I was able to get it to work. I had one of the Belkin AirPlay device that you can connect and put it on the network, and it worked for a little while, but then I just wasn't happy with it. So I went back to Bluetooth, and she seems to be happy with it. But amazing quality sound. I'm really impressed as always with Audio Engine. Check it out.
Very cool. Yeah, definitely something I will check out. Very interesting. Who's next on the list? Chuck, you're about to spend Dave's money, right?
Oh boy. I'm gonna try. So I saw these folks at CES. They gave me one of their iPhone cases. And it's I know before everybody groans and says, oh, not another iPhone case. But this one is different. It's a woven, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, aramid fiber device. So it not only does it look different, it feels different. It's super, super light.
And super strong.
and super strong. You know, that's it. So this was different. And so when I published the interview, much to my surprise, a Mac Voices listener and viewer contacted me and said, "Hey, I'm so glad you talked to these people because I have one of their iPhone or their iPad cases," and, you know, sang its praises. So it's not an inexpensive case, but it's a distinctive case, and especially the designs they put on it. It's one of those things that if you look over, you're not going to look over and say, "What's that?" If you know what it is, you're going to say, that's a Pataka case. Go check it out. I've really enjoyed having it on one of my iPhones because it just is so light. And especially if you're getting into the Pro Max versions, you know that as great as they are, they still get a little heavy. And then you add a case on top of that, which I'm a case person. So yeah. This gives me probably the lightest case I've ever had and still gives you some of the protection you're looking for.
You notice, Chuck, that they had a foldable iPhone case in their inventory there.
I did not.
I'm only messing with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Let me scroll down.
But I have bought, I think, a Pataki because I went and I searched through my purchase history. I bought one of these cases for my foldable Samsung phone. And you're right. The grippability is the issue for me. I want to be able to hold on to this securely. And they're really great cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, I'm afraid if I say ridges, it's going to turn people off, because it's not like painful ridges or anything. But yeah, there's just a grippability, and it's not just on one little surface or a couple surfaces of the phone. It's the whole phone case. So it doesn't matter how you're holding it, you're going to have that grippability. I'm glad to hear you, Marty. Perfect. Yeah. Because, you know, and the lady I talked to that did the interview, we went through the whole thing about how the company has developed and how they've refined this process to end up with the product that you can put in your hand.
Mm-hmm. And it works okay with MagSafe?
Yeah, I have no problem whatsoever.
Good.
Very cool. Ewan has a not so grippable device, but also a really cool device.
It's really simple. It's just a Brother printer that I bought because I haven't got access to Clarice's anymore. So I thought I don't want a color. I just want a black and white laser that will churn out some stuff at, you know, sort of 50 pages a minute or 20 pages a minute, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fast. Yep. It's completely full Wi-Fi. It's Brother. And you can buy cheap cartridges for it as well, so you're not being ripped off on. But they do a supply thing, which didn't look horrific in terms of cost. But I just think the problem, I didn't sign up for it because I just didn't think I was going to use the volume that probably meant. But I mean, it flies, and it's not connected to anything other than the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I have one behind me. It might be a similar model like I bought. Works really well.
I've got the all-in-one that does scanning, and you can email. The Brother makes great products, I must say.
Yes.
And it's laser, which is nice.
Yes.
I've got one in my office I bought because the version that I have, I don't know if it's this one, it looks very similar. I can hardwire into my laptop, so I don't have to go through the university network.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a pain in the ass, because as soon as the tech people come up, they want to put all sorts of crapware on my laptop. And as long as I'm not in their network and only using their Wi-Fi, this printer works well for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll throw another endorsement in. I don't have a Wi-Fi version. I have a hardwired like Marty does that has been here for I don't even know how long, and it just works.
Yeah.
Brother seems to be doing what HP used to do and doesn't do anymore. They just make things that I would love to upgrade to a Wi-Fi version, but I'm not going to spend the money because, you know, this thing hasn't
started. It just works.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was 100 quid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not even expensive.
It was 100 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two cartridges were 25.
Yeah,
two
exactly.
The problem with HP, and I will not buy them, is they have ruined the interface experience with the software. It is entirely the software that causes
the
problem.
Don't even get me started about that software.
None of it ever works. You have to uninstall it, reinstall it. You have to go through. It's so bad.
Yeah, and with Brother, you barely don't need it. With Brother, you barely don't need the software. That's the thing. I mean, you can install it. They have a good software, but like you really don't need it.
It runs offline, so it's
It's really good. Marty, you got a pretty cool 3-in-1 charger for us.
Yeah, I was facing the problem I was in somebody else's chat room and they were talking of wonders of how you can get this device on sale now, cheap, but it's the old version. Mm-hmm. And this is the new version. It is a anchor device that is a 3-in-1 charger. It's 25 watt certified, a palm sized foldable charger. So it's like a pack of cigarettes. And it opens up and that pops up in the back. And then you've got it. I managed to pick it up last week for $121 or something like that. It was on sale. I'm looking at it now. It's $150. Oh yeah. Well, there's a coupon price.
Yeah, so you can get it US
$119.99. Comes with its own brick, you know, that you can use, or I presume you can use any other brick that you take with you. My thing is, I got to take a brick. I got to have a brick for my watch. If I bring both watches, I got to bring a brick for both my watches. I've got to bring, you know, I've got two phones. I've got to bring both phones. I got to bring a way to charge them. You know, and then I've got my AirPods that I've got to get charged too. And I'm hoping I will just use this system to be able to cut out all that extra stuff that I have to take. Mm-hmm. I'll have to take that for my wife anyways, but at least I don't have to take it for me too. It's fast charging. I've been using it for the week. It's really quite remarkable for the cost. And it, you know, if it's anchor, so if something goes wrong, you can always use it as a fire starter.
Well, that's who.
And we'll have a PSA on Mac Voices about it.
Yes. My cool thing is an app. It's a brand spanking new app that just I think came out this week or last week called Current. It's a RSS reader, but it's an RSS reader that is different because the problem with RSS readers is usually you have that count of unread messages. It's like you haven't read all the like you haven't been in here for like 3 weeks and now you have 1,000 unread messages, articles, but it's kind of like an email client, like it's messages you have to read. And Current is different. It's basically there is no count, it's a flow. It's basically all the messages come in and they age, and if they age out of your inbox, you can mark them as read or you don't care about, or just mark all of as read, not a problem. But they will just, if you just ignore them, you start from the top and say, what's happening right now? And then you might scroll down a little bit and then you stop. Everything below that just fades away over time. Like literally it fades. So really well designed. It connects to at least most sync services from what I've seen. It's just a great design. It's not free, but it's a one-time purchase of, I think, $10, if I remember.
$10. Correctly.
Yeah, $9.99.
I bought it instantly. I saw it, and I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. It's got a 1 5-star rating. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I should give it a second one actually. So just a really good app. Yeah, it's just a really cool app. I forgot. I know the person who wrote it, and I forgot who it is. So it is a known developer. It's not a
Jupiter Interactive Group.
Yeah, but there's a person behind that I know. The blog post for it is also really cool.
One app, three platforms, $9.99 once, forever.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So you're buying all the versions for mm-hmm. the same for that price. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. That's it. Just great, like great design, I have to say. All right. that brings us to the end of the episode, and we should tell people, like, thank you for listening and where they can find out more about you. And since I know Chuck and Dave, you have to jump to another meeting. Well, Dave probably to packing. Let's start with you, Chuck. Yeah, like, meeting. Thanks for being here. Hey, and where can people find out more?
Hey, thank you, Patrice. I appreciate it. MacVoices.com is where you find everything I do. We finished the CES interviews this week, so we're now we're playing a bit of catch up with Mac Voices live discussions, but there's a lot more in the works, so check it out. The live show is on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, and on the socials, you can find me as @ChuckJoyner. And with that, I will bid everyone a good day because I do have a heart out today, so take care, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chuck, and good luck with your meeting.
Thank you.
Dave, when you're not moving, where can recording people find out more about you?
You can find me at InTouchLiOS, InTouchLiOS.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/InTouchLiOS. I'm on the Vision Profiles podcast with Marty Eric, with doing the Vision Pro. Tuesday nights with MacVoices Live. Thursday nights with InTouchLiOS. Fridays here in Blue Sky, Mastodon, DaveG65. And thank you. And I'm going to bid you a good day as well. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave, for being here, and good luck with your move and with packing and everything.
Thank you. Talk to you. Bye.
All right. Ewan, like, since you've not been with us for a while, so, like, I think you need to remind people where they can find out all the awesome stuff you do.
Yeah, I'm a photographer in Birmingham. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. I still go on there occasionally. You can also follow my company at ministryofimage.co.uk if you want photographic services. And I'm at the Ministry of Image on Instagram as well. But I don't post much, so I need to do better at that.
Yeah, but the stuff you do post is really good quality. I definitely do enjoy it.
Gosh, thanks.
You're welcome. And Marty, like, I know you.
This
you
is
do
like
some
the
cool
sound
stuff.
Of sound of music. Where the kids are kind of walking off stage after they say,
oh, do you want me to
stuff.
Drop? Is that it? It's
like,
no, you can
good
stay.
Everything, you can find me, connect with me on the socials at Gencius, Gencius. If you want to find out what I'm doing, go to the podtalk.net. That's my website that connects you to the other podcasts that I'm involved in, ones that I'm on and ones that I produce. And since I've got both Patrice and Ewan here, we have to get you on a new one that I just started called 15 Minute Bites.
Ooh, yes.
Where you talk about your business and then you for a couple of minutes, and then you talk about a recipe that you love, you've cooked, or maybe you've just enjoyed. And because tech people are foodie people.
Oh, yes.
I'm in. Definitely.
Yeah, we just did Dave Ginsburg. He'll come out on Sunday. His Chicago Italian beef and the recipe for that. So, oh, does that bore you, Ewan? You were young.
No, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God. Okay. Middle of the
Anyways, check all of the shows out at thepodtalk.net.
Very cool. Thanks, Marty. Well, you can find out more about me. Well, you can find me every week here on the Mac Show on Fridays and the Big Show on Thursdays, usually with Jeff and Ewan when he wants to join, and some really cool people in general. You can find all the social media links. I'm not on X, but all the social media links, the podcasts, the projects, a page with all the cool things that I've picked since late 2019 on my website, thepatrice.com, will take you there. And Jeff and I do still retro rewatch, and I like to show the mug as usual. We rewatch retro TV shows. We are about to start season 4 of Stargate SG-1. So the cliffhanger period is over. Small Victories is coming up sometime tonight. So stay tuned and look at your podcast players. And speaking of podcasts, British Tech Network also is, of course, available. You can send us an email. I think it's still at British. It's still britishtech@gmail.com, right?
And British Tech Network.
British Tech Network. See, I always get that wrong. But it is at britishtech@techhangout.social on Mastodon, or at britishtechnetwork.com on Blue Sky.
and Crikey Trousers and Ian Grant from The Big Show, we're starting a watch podcast.
Oh, yes.
It's only going to be a monthly thing, but we're having a meeting about it next week, so it's going to happen.
Ian is very excited
to get back. I know I've said it before, but I am determined to get back in.
Yeah. And Ian is very excited about that one. He mentioned it yesterday on the show.
Yeah, media set feeds up and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to watch?
No, as in watches.
Oh, watches. Oh, okay, got it.
They're going to watch the watch. Right? That's what you do.
Yep.
All right.
It's because I had wine up at 4 o'clock and then I had wine. That's what's knocked me for six.
That's a really good life choices.
It definitely.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go to bed now.
So Grandpa is going to bed. No, I'm kidding.
last night, right? I'm on the phone to Ellis because I was going out for a beer with him. And I'm just talking to him on FaceTime. And one of his co-workers who comes into the cellar where Ellis is working doesn't know he's on the phone to me. And he goes, he's gay. He said, "Is your DILF coming in tonight?" And I was like, "What?" And I got there and I went, "Thanks for the DILF comment." He went, "What?" I said, "Well, I was on a call with Ellis when you came in and made the DILF." I'm so flattered that anyone with half decent eyesight still finds me attractive. I'll take it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going amazing. Any further than that, but yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm DILF. I'm going to get a t-shirt made.
Oh, you should definitely get a t-shirt made. Yeah, thanks everybody, and see you next week.